This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The government has approved four new semiconductor manufacturing units in Odisha, Punjab and Andhra Pradesh with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi today about the Union Cabinet's decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved the Phase 1B of Lucknow Metro Rail Project in Uttar Pradesh with an estimated cost of over 5,801 crore rupees. He said a total of 12 stations will be constructed and it will be completed in 5 years.
लखनऊ मेट्रो का फेज 1B बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. लखनऊ बड़ा शहर है, वहां पर मेट्रो की बहुत जरूरत है. तो यहां पर फेज 1B अप्रूव हुआ 5,801 करोड़ रुपीस से.
फेज 1B बनेगा ईस्ट से वेस्ट वाला, चारबाग से लेके वसंत कुंज तक का. तो इस फेज से काफी बड़ी संख्या में पैसेंजर्स मेट्रो का लाभ उठा सकेंगे और नागरिकों के लिए बेनिफिट होगा. इस प्रोजेक्ट को 5 साल में कम्प्लीट किया जाएगा.
The minister said the government has also given its nod for the Tato 2 hydroelectric project with the capacity of 700 megawatt to be built in Sri Yomi district of Arunachal Pradesh within 6 years. The 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics kicked off in Mumbai today. Nearly 300 students from 64 countries will be participating in the 10th D event. In his video message during the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Lauding India's initiatives in the fields of science, space and technology, Mr. Modi said, India has one of the largest and world's highest astronomical observations in Ladakh. He mentioned that India was the first to successfully land near the moon's south pole. Mr. Modi said, India believes in the power of collaboration and this Olympiad reflects the spirit.
India believes in the power of international collaboration. This Olympiad reflects that spirit. This edition of the Olympiad is the largest so far. I thank the Homi Bhabha Center for Science Education and Tata Institute of Fundamental Research for making this event possible. In India, we believe that the sky is not the limit. It is just the beginning.
The Parliament has passed the Income Tax Bill 2025 and the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha returning both the legislations to the Lok Sabha after discussion. Replying to a debate on the two bills in the Upper House this evening, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the new bill, which will replace the 1961 Act, is a milestone that this country's financial system will face. During the discussion, the opposition MPs staged a walkout from the House. Mrs. Sitharaman expressed displeasure that the opposition did not participate in the discussion, which had been agreed in the Business Advisory Committee, for 16 hours of debate each in both Houses. Parliament also cleared the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 with the approval of Rajya Sabha. The National Sports Governance Bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. India's retail inflation moderated to 8-year low of 1.55% in July, down from 2.1% in June, according to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation. It is the lowest year-on-year inflation rate after June 2017. Meanwhile, inflation in rural areas softened to 1.18% and at 2.05% in urban region. The flood inflation rate based on the All India Consumer, the food inflation rate based on the All India Consumer Price Index slipped deeper into deflation at 1.76% in July. Namrata Batra today scripted history by winning India's first ever medal in Wushu at World Games in Chengdu, China. And that is the end of the news bulletin.